Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you Thursday, July the 9th, 2020, 7/9/2020. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. It's going to be a warm one out there today, so take all the weather precautions you need to take to stay safe during this warm, warm weather we're having. You know, it's July. It's July in Ohio. What can you expect? Now, this morning is going to be kind of a potpourri morning in a lot of ways, which I kind of like. Because this morning, well, first of all, let me tell you. For some reason, this week has been odd in general. Because on Tuesday morning, I slept to the alarm, woke up kind of late, was kind of sluggish coming in here, was a little tired, but anytime you get behind the microphone, it kind of picks you up. But I was kind of sluggish, a little bit tired, so on and so forth. This morning, I woke up long before the alarm, had my shower, was out of the house like 30 minutes before I normally am. I actually got to the building here before they even unlocked the doors this morning, got in the studio, did a lot of work, and thought of a lot of things that I wanted to talk about that had nothing to do with the major news stories of the day, because I figure we're reporting on those stories. We don't need to harp on those all the time. So that's what I was in here doing this morning, was talking about are thinking about things that I'd like to talk about that are kind of broad topics and maybe we can have a conversation about over the airwave here, because I love talking to you. See, that's the important part of this show. I love the feedback from the audience, and we have gotten that a lot this week when it's come to flowers and daylilies and COVID-19 and everything we've talked about this week. The feedback is always, always, always important and welcome. So this morning will be a potpourri morning in that way, in which we can talk about a little bit of everything. Now, there are just a couple things that I want to mention. You know, I come into the studio in the morning. Now, there are a lot of shows that go on here at night. We had an anniversary show a few weeks ago. We had a 4th of July special last week. Nate Redman does his show at night. Pastor Whitaker does his show at night. Linda Sims does her show at night. Mike Wilson does his show at night. So there are a lot of people here at night. Terry Tackett comes in at night. And here's what I've done. Because when I come in the morning, I usually can tell what happened the night before. Because sometimes, you know, there'll be rappers laying around. And I'm not talking about people who sing songs. I'm talking about, like, rappers from Hostess Cupcakes or cans of Pepsi laying around, things of that nature. But one of the other things I have started to find in just the last month are cups. Now, I'm not talking about disposable cups that I can just throw away. I'm talking about actual cups that people seem to be leaving in the studio. Now, we've actually got a few of them now, and I never know really whose they are, because every night that something goes on here, like the anniversary night, everybody was here. On Mondays, Linda, Terry, Mike are all here. On Tuesdays, it's Linda, the pastor, and Terry. On Wednesdays, it's Nate and his guest and Terry, and sometimes guests come in. So you really don't know who these items are, because I was not here the night before. So essentially, I've started a cup collection. I have no idea who these people's cups are. Whose cups they belong to. That's what I really don't know at this point. So I've just started a cup collection. And every morning I come in and I find a cup laying around the studio anywhere. Usually it's either in the main studio, so then I think it's a guest, or it's on the counter in the office. And then I think, well, maybe that's not a guest. But this is what I find. I find cups. And I set them aside. So the WWGH Radio cup collection is growing by the minute. So just wanted to let you know that our cup collection is growing, interestingly enough. You know, pretty soon, we're going to have a lot of cups here. Now, there's something I can't even talk about going on right now, but we're going to try to figure this out before the day is over with. It's just, let me try to speak about this in broad terms, okay? Because here's what happened. There's something in the studio, and I'm trying to say this, I'm trying to think of how I can say this without talking directly about it. Okay, here's basically the deal. There's something in the studio that needs to stay in the studio. People can't take it home, people can't put it in their pocket, so on and so forth. Now, here's what happened yesterday. Yesterday, I had this item in my hand, and I was leaving early yesterday. Well, not early. I was leaving when I was done. I was leaving at noon. And I left this item with Glenn because I had seen Glenn. I had the item in my hand, and I said, Glenn, the item's over here. I'm leaving right now, so could you put this back in the studio? And that's basically all the conversation we had, and Glenn's a trustworthy guy, and I thought, well, there'll be no issue there, and I left. Well, I come in this morning. Now, again, Glenn did his show yesterday, and then Terry and Nate came in last night when Nate did his show at 4 o'clock. So I come in this morning, and there is an index card laying on the desk that says, I sent a message to Glenn asking him if he had this item because I can't find it. Terry wrote this index card. So I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe Glenn took it home by accident or left it somewhere in the studio. You never know. So, in any event, I got here early this morning. So I sent Glenn a message this morning saying, Glenn, what happened to the key? You know, did you happen to take it home? And Glenn now says that he does not know what happened to the key. He thought he hung the key back up. It's a key. And so I have no idea what happened to the key now. So this is where we are. The key has disappeared. Now, apparently Glenn does not know where the key is. And Terry clearly does not know where the key is. And, of course, I don't know where the key is. And I don't know how this continues to happen, because we had this happen not too long ago, maybe a month or month and a half ago, that this key disappeared. But it's a key that just has to stay here in the studio, because it's not used for anything else but something here in the studio. So how we keep losing this key, I have no idea. It's really an odd thing. Now, last time, the key did turn up. I will say that. The key did turn up last time. Now, will it turn up this time? Hard to tell. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. With a giggle at my breath, I figured out which key you're referring to. Remember the jokes I was telling when I used the key. My question is, you know, you're like me, I like to drink coffee and Diet Coke. And, of course, when you do that, results in something else. So what did you do? There's an alley behind the station. So what exactly did you do? Because that key was...
Well, I haven't... I haven't had the issue yet to where I've had to use it this morning. So I have not come... we'll cross that bridge when we get there, I guess, is the...
Marion, none of them are really near the station. I mean, there's an alley kind of behind the station. I just was kind of wondering, because I'm thinking that scenario, and yeah, it's kind of an old joke in the radio business. This especially puts a giggle between my lips.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I'll tell you this. The people on the first... There are no public places in this building in regard to what we're talking about. But I do know the people on the first floor well enough. I don't think they would let a stranger go in, and I don't, because it's not a public place. And I don't think they would let any... Matter of fact, I'm sure they wouldn't, because they've even posted signs to this effect. And I'm
some
sure
of the people at the station are pretty strange, though, Scott.
Yeah, well, I don't think they would let anybody in but me, just because they see me every day. And I wave to them in the morning when I come in. And I'm the only person that's here every day. So I think I'd probably be the only one who could overcome this. So if worse came to worse, I probably could do that. But what infuriates me about this is this happened about 2 months ago. And I don't understand how it can happen, because, you know, where this key is used is like 20 feet from this studio, and it should never leave anybody's hand, so I'm not sure how it gets lost.
You think by now our listeners have guessed which key we're referring to? It's kind of like being on a $25,000 pyramid, I think.
Well, they...
Or password.
They
I
might.
Think it's pretty much obvious. I wasn't sure initially. I was thinking, okay, it's a microphone or something, but this is... probably more important than a microphone. Again, especially, and here's the big clue, in your case and mine, we both like you know, the big gulp size of a Diet Coke. I'm on my second cup of coffee, well, the first cup of coffee right now. So you know what happens when people consume those items.
Well, right, and you know, they can certainly guess what it is. The only reason I didn't say it outright is because I think I did not want to... because right now the two involved in this are Glenn and Terry. It has to be one of them, because there are only so many people who have access to this studio, and only so many
you
people...
You and I are the ones who drink these humongous drink sizes, but they're the ones who seem to have pilfered this little $2 piece of metal.
Well, I can say this from being here when they're both here. Glenn obviously uses this key usually once or twice when he's here on Wednesday and Thursday. So I know he was down there yesterday. That's why I left the key with him. I said, Glenn, here's the key. And I'm leaving. So I know the key was here yesterday when I left. And, I know Terry uses it because he wrote the note. So obviously he went for the key looking for it yesterday and obviously could not find it. Now what's odd about that though is that if Terry went to look for the key, I would assume he would have had to have used the key, because what would he have done if he couldn't have found the key? So if he did find the key, or the key was here at all, yesterday, that would have been long after Glenn left at 1 o'clock. So I don't really know at this point. I do know last time that Terry admitted that he lost the key, but then somehow the key miraculously turned up, and I still don't know how that happened. One day, it was gone for 2 days, and then one day it was just laying on the hook again, which was strange. I don't know how that happened.
I guess just words to people coming to the station this week. Up at the speedway before you clock in. That might be the best way to put it in.
It's such a weird thing, because, you know, it's, I guess it's not life or death. It is important, but it's not life or death. But I just don't understand. It should never go in anybody's pocket, which would be the only way you could make off with it. It should, and there's not even a long distance between the hook and where it's used. It's like 20 feet.
What I would do is I don't put it in my pocket. I would just kind of carry it. Then I put it on a ledge of some kind, or a table, you know, in the facility that it's associated with. And then I bring it back to the studio. That way I won't forget it, because it doesn't need to be in my pocket, because the usage is temporary. And I certainly would expect that it would be used regularly.
No, and it's got to be somewhere around here, unless somebody took it home. And I don't think that anybody would have taken it home, because I've already gotten a message from Glenn this morning saying he checked his car, he checked his pants yesterday, he checked on his key ring, and he does not have it. So
yeah.
I don't think anybody took it home.
Well, look at me. I just it's a little amusing, because, you know, I was making jokes about it when I had availed myself of said key. But maybe you can talk to the landlady or landlord, just maybe to switch the lock that key is associated with to a numerical code or something, an RF key or something, because it kind of happens. And in that case, yeah, especially when you need it, that key is more important than a microphone.
Well, it's just, here's what I think, because it's only happened one other time in the just about a year we've been here. We'll have been here a year next month. It's only happened one other time. And it was Terry. Terry admitted that it was during his shift that he lost it. And but for some miraculous way, I still don't know how it happened. I walked in one day and there it was hanging back up on the hook. So I still don't know how that happened. But
like when you lose your dog and you know for a week and then suddenly you get home and your dog's waiting for you on the ledge. That happens also. Maybe that's kind of what it was like.
Well, it could have been. It just baffles me to the degree because let's say I had left the key in the room or I had dropped the key, and because as soon as you get back to the studio you should realize you don't have it, because the first thing you should be doing is putting it back on the hook. So as soon as you walk back in here you should realize, hey, I don't have the key in my hand. So this is like a minute walk, if that, down the hall. So how it gets lost, I just don't know if people are laying it places, like throwing it on the desk, and maybe it slips under something or ends up on the floor. So during the 9 o'clock break here, I'm going to look on the floor now that
you
I know.
You haven't acquired like a station parakeet or a station cat who might put it in their mouth or something, right? There are only Homo sapiens.
As far as I know.
I mean, people's dogs do grab things. I mean, birds, I mean, that can happen, but I don't recall seeing any of those types of creatures.
Well, it's just weird because I can't even imagine how it would get lost. Now, if it was something that people had to carry around or it was something that was a long distance away from the studio, like on a different floor, I guess I could see where it could get lost. But in this particular case, I have no idea how this key gets lost and why it's starting to happen on a regular basis, because for the first 9 months we were here, there was never an issue with it.
Maybe you need to put it on a big chain or a big lanyard, so it has more of a presence. A lot of places do that, and that way it's bigger and a little more obvious, especially if it's lost. That might be a good idea. Some food for thought, but...
Well, no, what's going to happen now, because now that it's... One time I thought, well, that's an anomaly. You know, we can get past that. But now that it's happened twice, I'm just going to get the biggest key ring in the world, and that way nobody could put it in their pocket, and it would be obviously hard to lose or hard to miss. So that's what's going to have to happen.
Yeah, something to that effect, so... Yeah. Okay, well, that was certainly... interesting misadventure, and let you know, of course, that my ears are very close to my listening device, and a little giggle because, you know, I just found the whole thing amusing when I noticed that system, because it was different from the other studios.
I will say that,
you know, the studio we had, you know, just south of town, that restroom wasn't exactly the most pleasant one to use, and at least this one, oh, I'm sorry, I let the cat out of the bag, so just forget what I said. The facility associated with said key, although there wasn't a key in that case, wasn't really the most pleasant. But in this case, yeah, I guess it's so nice, it's kind of worth having this procedure. But yeah, we need to maybe find something where the key's not going to grow legs.
We'll figure it out today. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, even though I'm not going to mention it, Adam did let the cat out of the bag there, I think, pretty much. So if you were listening to that little conversation, I think you figured out what I'm talking about here. But I, what would you do in this particular situation? Because at this point, the only thing I've got is to get a gigantic key ring where this can, like one of the ones where you have to grab it by the handle of the key ring, that you can no longer hold the key, that you've actually got to hold the key ring. Because apparently this is just too little not to lose is what our problem is. So if anybody has any ideas about this, give me a buzz right now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because like I said, losing the key once, that can be an anomaly. That can happen. No big deal there. But now that it's happened twice in like the course of a month, I don't understand it. We've got our cup club out here, and now apparently we're going to have our lost key club. Now, I don't understand that. Cups are showing up out of the blue. We've got cups galore, but we can't find keys. Now, gee whiz. So if you lose your keys at home, What do you do? Do you have one of those like clapping devices where you clap and the keys go off? But see, I'm not even sure that would work in this situation because I'm not sure what the circumference is on one of those clapping devices. You know, it might not be long enough to pick up this particular key. I don't know. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What a morning we're off to already. Okay. What else do we have to talk about here this morning? Well, I did want to keep talking about ice cream because we had some votes yesterday. Yesterday we were doing our big ice cream poll, which basically was where is your favorite ice cream in town or what kind of ice cream do you like to buy in the grocery store? Now, so far, here is what we have in regard to that. We have sherbet over at Fred's. We have Stewart's Root Beer, a chocolate ice cream cone. We have Moose Tracks ice cream from the grocery store, which two people voted for that. We have a banana split from Fred's. We have a Shamrock Shake from McDonald's. And we have a Boston Cooler, which is Werner's ginger ale and vanilla ice cream. Those were the votes we had yesterday. What is your favorite ice cream, store-bought or otherwise? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody want to contribute to this? And I thought about it yesterday, and I don't think I would like this Moose Tracks because somebody did say it had peanut butter in it, and I just am not a peanut butter person. I'm not one of those peanut butter people. I can't get into the peanut butter. Every so often, I can eat a Reese cup or something like that, a peanut butter cookie, a Buckeye, but I'm not a big eater of those. And to just eat like a peanut butter sandwich or something like that, I can't do, or peanut butter crackers, just not my thing. Now, cheese crackers, those are okay, but peanut butter crackers, definitely not my thing. And the people who eat celery with peanut butter on it, whew, can't do that. Is there such a thing as a peanut butter donut? We've talked about the apple butter donuts, and I'm still ticked about the whole apple butter donut thing because we had like this great day where I thought apple butter donuts were the way to go. We had invented an apple butter donut that would be apple butter squirted into a donut with cinnamon and sugar icing or topping. And we had people agreeing to make these things. And that was like 2 weeks ago, and it died a miserable death. And we still don't know what happened to the apple butter donuts. Still don't know. Have no idea what happened to the apple butter donuts. Now, why does this keep happening? There's a curse. There's a curse going on right now when it comes to the apple butter donuts. But if you'd like to vote on your favorite ice cream, give me a call, 740-383-9944. And I also think we had a vote yesterday for just plain old chocolate ice cream. So that's good as well. All right. What else is on the topic this morning? Oh, you know, I had one of these shopping excursions again yesterday. Let me tell you about my night last night. Okay? And this was not bad. I don't want to say it was bad at all because I had a lot of fun with the person I was with. But here's what happened. I get a call last night. It was like, I don't know, like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, something like that. And the person says, what are you doing? And I said, you know, I don't really have any plans tonight or anything. And they said, well, why don't you come down to Walmart? I'm down here, and we can hang out. Now, that was what they said. We can hang out. That's where it started. And I thought, oh, okay, well, you know, that sounds like fun. It's nice outside. I really don't have anything going on tonight. That sounds like a good time. Okay. So, which tells you where my life is, that going to Walmart is a fun time. So I go down to Walmart and meet this person, and we go in, and immediately, see, it's already become more than hanging out as soon as we walk in the door, because we walk in the door, and the first thing is, do you want to get something to eat? And I thought, oh, well, sure, why not? I had not eaten dinner yet, but I really wasn't all that hungry, because I kind of had a late lunch yesterday, but I thought, okay, let's go have dinner, and so we did that. And that was fine. Had a good time. You know, laughs galore there. Then we went into Walmart, the store part of it, and we start shopping. Now, here's the thing. we end up in two departments that I would never end up in my life, really. There's no reason for me to be in these departments. Now, the first department we ended up in was women's clothing. Now, why would I, unless I'm buying something for somebody, which obviously is not going to happen very often, why would I be in women's clothing? So I'm in women's clothing, where like the dresses are, and the shoe department. Ooh, fun there. So I'm in these departments, and here's the first problem. This person liked to try things on and wanted my opinion on the try-ons. So we're sitting, and you've all been in Walmart, we're sitting over by the room where you go in and try things on. So they took I don't know how many dresses they took in there. I really lost count. So they took these dresses in there, and they would put on a dress, and they would come out, and they'd go, "What do you think?" You know, and then they kind of spin around. You know, I don't understand what spinning around really does, to be honest with you. Like, the dress is going to look great in the front and look horrible in the back. I don't know. Is that the deal? I really don't know. See, I am not Joan Rivers. I am not like the fashion police. So I really don't know. But yet they're asking my opinion. So I'm sitting there on one of those benches in the shoe department. And they come out of the bathroom and they say, they come out of the fitting room and they say, "What do you think of this dress?" And my answer to everyone was, "You look fine." And she did look fine. She looked fine in every dress. Looked great in every dress. It was fine. And I'm not even sure what these dresses were for, to be honest with you. I still don't know what these dresses were for. So we finally get done with the dresses, which seemed to take like an inordinate a lot of time. Let's put it that way. It took a lot of time to get through the dresses. So, and here was the thing. Now, see, like, I think it was five dresses, and it ended up, three dresses ended up in the cart. Only two dresses ended up back on the shelf. Okay, so three dresses are in the cart. Then we go over to the shoe department, and we're looking at shoes. Now, looking at shoes for me is about as exciting as watching paint dry. But again, what do you think of these? What do you think of these? Do you think these would go good with this? Do you think these would go good? Okay, you know, I don't know. Yeah, sure. That would look great. So we're in the shoe department, and now we've got three different sets of shoes in the cart. So now here's where we are at this point. We're at three dresses and three pairs of shoes. So from this point, now we're taking a complete different direction, because now we're going to the electronics department. And I'm not saying I don't go to the electronics department. I like electronics. I like to be in the electronics department. So we end up back in the electronics department. And we're not looking at the big TVs. We're looking at like the 32-inch TVs, because apparently a TV, it was either, this is how bad I am. I don't remember if she said her TV was not working or if she wanted to upgrade to a smart TV. I can't remember what the reasoning was for wanting to get a 32-inch smart TV, but that was what the idea was. Now, this department I did have some expertise on, because I have smart TVs. I think I have three smart TVs now, and I have purchased smart TVs in the past. So I know what I'm looking for when it comes to a smart TV, and I can also speak to the brands, because I think all three of the smart TVs that I have are different brands. So I'm helping now with the purchase of a smart TV here, a 32-inch smart TV. Now, this doesn't take a whole lot of time. So now a smart TV is in the cart as well. So now let's take note here. We've got three dresses, three pairs of shoes, and a smart TV, 32-inch smart TV. So now we've got to get to the checkout. Now, do you think we could get to the checkout without stopping somewhere else? Well, of course not. That would have been too easy, because then we end up in the watch and earring department. Now, why the watches and the earrings are together, I don't know. I don't know what the correlation is there. Is it jewelry? Is that the correlation? Is a watch considered jewelry? Maybe. So we're in the watch and earring department, and we're having this same line come up that we had come up in the shoe and dress department. Do you think this looks good on me? The watches and the earrings. Now, the earrings, you can't really tell, because really, you're just dangling the earrings in front of your ears. How would I know if that would look good on you? But the watches, same thing. You're not putting the watch on. Oh, yeah, I think that watch would look great on your arm. So now we got a watch, and I think it was two sets of earrings in the cart. Now, how many things in this cart do you think are actually for me at this point? Now, remember what we have. We have three dresses. This sounds like a Christmas list. We have three dresses for summer, three summer dresses. We have three pairs of shoes. We have a 32-inch smart television. We have, I believe it was two sets of earrings, and a watch, and a partridge in a pear tree. So this is where we are at this point. So now we're finally heading toward the checkout. Now, the funny thing is, as we're heading toward the checkout, now remember we ate before we started this whole mess, but of course that was hours ago now at this point. And we get to the checkout, and the person says, I would like a Hershey bar. now a Hershey bar goes into the cart. So now we got a Hershey bar in the cart. Now we go, here was the first mistake. We went to a self-checkout. Now, that was all okay with the dresses and the shoes and the watch and the earrings and the Hershey bar. That was all okay there. But here was the big problem. The smart television at the self-checkout was a little difficult to maneuver, even though you can take... Walmart's interesting because you can take that gun. It doesn't have any cord on it, so you can take the gun and really get anything. But of course, the smart TV has a warranty on it, and the computer asks you if you want the warranty, and then you got to go through all this if you want to bring it back in 30 or 90 days, and if it shouldn't work, and blah, 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 blah. And so we go through all this. And we finally get to the end. Now, I know you know what's approaching here. Here's what happens. Now, remember, I'm just at home before this, and the original question was, do you want to come down to Walmart and hang out? This is where this started. There was no talk of dress. There was no talk of earrings. There was no talk of watches. No talk of smart TVs. No talk of shoes. Nothing like that. So... we get to the time for checkout, and I can tell right off the person is apprehensive about paying for this stuff. Once the bill comes up, the total comes up, I can immediately tell they're apprehensive. You know how you can tell when people are like, oh man, the price is this, you know, one of those things. So I know there's apprehension at this particular point. So, I used to have a thing called buyer's remorse, where I would go into a store, and no matter what was being purchased, I would usually not purchase it, because I would think to myself, I don't need this, or I'm not going to use this, or, you know, that's what I would get. I would get buyer's remorse. But a few months ago, for some reason, my buyer's remorse died, and I don't know what caused that. Maybe it'll come back one day. Maybe it was an effect of the pandemic that we're in. I really don't know. But my buyer's remorse went away. So as soon as I saw that there was like some hem-hawing going around in regard to paying for all of these items, I said, this is all I said. I said, I got it. I got it. I got it. So I, you know, plopped the credit card in and buy the stuff. Now, that's fine. I don't mind doing that. But what I'm saying is the premise of this original outing, what you would not have thought would have ended that way. So, I mean, it's fine. And I think that's, you know, I have no remorse over the whole thing, even though I'm telling it here on the radio this morning. It was a fun time and it was well worth it. And it's not like I have any regret about the whole thing. But, you know, have you ever had an event like this in your life where you thought it was going to be one thing? Hey, we're going to hang out. And then it turned into something completely else. it turned into televisions and earrings and shoes and dresses and the whole kit and caboodle. Has anybody had an event like this in their life? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you've had one of these events happen in your life, let me know, because I found this to be a particularly fascinating event. And you know, it would never occur to me to not try to help out when somebody, you know, because you can tell they're having some kind of issue. And I don't know what the issue was. I don't know if they didn't have the money. I don't know if it was going to, like, crack their budget. I really don't know. I'm not that deep into the situation. But have you ever had a situation like that? And do you think I did the right thing here? Or should I just have said, well, you know, maybe you should rethink some of these items? Is that what I should have done? What do you think? What is your advice on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did I do the right thing? Was the purchase well thought out and necessary yesterday? But that's what I did last night. So now you know. And didn't end up getting back home till something like, it was definitely after 9. 9 something. When I got home. But it was so nice last night. You know, driving back home, even though it was a really short drive, the sky looked so great last night. But boy, was it hot. And boy, is it apparently going to continue to be hot. So if you end up having an opinion on what you think I did yesterday, let me know, 740-383-9944. Or if you would like to add your opinion to the favorite ice cream, give me a buzz on that. Because we've got a list on ice creams started here on this station this morning. The great ice cream discussion of 2020. Okay, so we talked about the shopping. I was trying to remember, I had another conversation yesterday, and I was trying to remember if I had ever talked about this on air or not, and I don't think that I have, but I think it's an interesting subject. The subject was, I think some people, now, and I don't mean this in a bad way at all, but I think some people are just destined for failure. Now, I'm not saying a failure in life. I'm not even saying it that deep. I'm just saying a failure at certain events. Now, I guess it could be a failure at life, if you really think about it, but do you think some people jinx themselves? It occurred to me yesterday, because we often say that doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. And people do this all the time. And this is usually how you fall back into the patterns you fall back into. But see, I don't think people do it on purpose. I think some people think that they're doing something different, that they're going to cause a different outcome because they're doing something different. But maybe that's just a character flaw. I don't think they realize that they're actually setting themselves up for failure yet again, even though it doesn't feel like failure, because there probably are good moments. I would think there are good moments somewhere along the line, or else why are you doing what you're doing? But ultimately, it always ends in failure, and they end right back up where they started. And it's just a continuous cycle every period that this happens. So I guess my question is, because we've got a lot of smart listeners out here, do you think some people are just destined for failure? Do you think it's just in their DNA? It's patterns that they have set up their entire life that lead them to failure. Now, what I kind of liken this to, in a weird way, is alcoholism. Because there have been so many studies now that alcoholism is hereditary. That if you have a genetic disposition to alcoholism, that you're more likely to become alcoholic than somebody who does not have that genetic disposition. Now, that to me would be somebody who's destined to become an alcoholic, even though I don't think they are trying. Who tries to become an alcoholic? They're not trying to do it, but it just happens. So I guess my question is, do you think people are destined for certain patterns that they cannot overcome because they cannot change the pattern? They're just not capable. They don't do things differently. They fall back into that old saying, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over, waiting for a different outcome. Do you agree with me on this? I'm interested to hear your opinion on this because I think this is a fascinating topic. Because I think it goes for alcoholism. I think it goes for people's life, failure-wise. But I also think some people are destined for success. You know, there are certain people I know who are successful and then they will have a failure, but they fall back into success because that's their pattern. They start doing things, once the failure happens, they start doing things again as they had done them before to make another success, just like they had made the first success. So do you think there is something to patterns? Do you think that's, and I don't, and again, my big point in this is I don't think people are doing it consciously. I don't think people are saying, oh, I'm going to be a failure. I don't think that's happening. It just happens because they've set it up that way. They're so used to that pattern, even though sometimes it's different people, places, and things, it's essentially the same pattern. They're just in that mode. They just can't. There are certain things that are important to certain people that ultimately become their demise, much like alcohol. Some people like the taste of alcohol, and if you're an alcoholic, that can end very badly. Even though you like it, it's not good for you in the long run. Much like for some people, even though some things you might like, ultimately it leads to your self-destruction. This is kind of like psychology class here this morning. Does anybody have an opinion on this? I assume somebody out there has an opinion on this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It kind of reminds me of the whole key situation here this morning, that obviously we were destined to lose this key because we lost it once before, and now it has happened again. So we were destined to lose this key. Even though I don't think we set out to lose this key, it's destiny. It's just a pattern. And I don't think anybody purposely lost this key, because why would you purposely want to lose this key? But yet, we managed to do it. Isn't that an interesting thing? We fell back into the pattern. And can you break the pattern? I don't know. See, I think breaking the pattern, it's hard to break the pattern, because you've got to know what's causing it. You've got to know what's causing the problem. And once you can isolate the problem, then you can change the pattern. But you've got to be able to isolate the problem, and sometimes that's hard to do because the problem is concerning you. And those sometimes are the most difficult problems to isolate and figure out, because you don't want to admit you're wrong. That's a tough one too. Don't want to have any regrets and don't want to admit you're wrong. So think about this. We're going to break here. We'll have, about a 10 to 15 minute break. We'll come back and let me know what you think about this. And we'll talk about a lot more. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this short but important break.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Trump,
we welcome to these zones Donald Trump.